This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
My name is Gary Ratcliffe. I live in Bristol. I've lived there all my life, and I'm on the second week of 6129 Plumbing.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Tom.
So, Gary, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I've worked for a local authority now for about 17 years, and I've worked in the Parks Department, which is completely different from plumbing. About 3 years ago, as everyone knows, the local authority were going through major review all over England, and they still are. And I was a bit worried about my job. Plumbing was an interest, and I applied for Train for Trade Skills to do the plumbing course.
Your job at the moment with your local authority, are you still doing that now?
I'm still doing that. I do enjoy that, but they're continually reviewing the jobs that we do within the council, and I just think that the plumbing course is a good backup or maybe something to do on, you know, on the side or anything.
How are you finding balancing your full-time job and studying for your course then?
Very, very difficult. I've got two young children as well, and my wife works full-time. I try to get maybe 10 to 12 hours studying in a week, and obviously my holidays are taken up with the training down here. It is difficult, but if you enjoy something, then you do get it done.
Have you got any specific ways or any little studying tips you've got that you do have worked really well for you?
You just have to be strict with yourself, really. And some of the plumbing literature is very interesting and some of it isn't. But you just have to say, right, I've got to get this done. I've got to get that module done by a certain time. And you just keep at it, really.
So you mentioned, obviously, your training to be a plumber. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
A little bit, really. I was doing roofing before I was working for a local authority, and that involved lead work on roofs and that. I've done the odd bit of plumbing at home. I looked at all the other skills, and I felt that plumbing was something I wanted to do.
So, Gary, let's talk about your practical training then. How are you finding it so far?
It's very good, very good. This is my second week, as I said. The trainers are very good at what they do. They give you at ease straight away. Really good atmosphere down here, and made some good friends already, and it's really good.
So, Gary, how did you find out about Train for Trade Skills then? How did you find out about the course?
I first approached local colleges around Bristol to see if plumbing courses were available to someone my age. You really had to do a number of months away from work at a college, 3 or 6 months. I wasn't able to do that. So I went online and looked at correspondence courses and what was available. And the first one that came up was Trade for Trade Skills. Went on a number of forums on people that had already done the course. And there was some positive feedback, a lot of positive feedback on there. And I just applied to Trade for Trade Skills, really.
So, Gary, when you've finished your course and when you've got your qualification, what are your plans for the future then?
To be honest, I don't really know at the moment. If I'm able to stay in local authority, I will do. But I will continue. I would like to go all the way up to my gas safe qualification. You never know what's around the corner. I don't know whether I might be made redundant in a few years' time through local authority, and I would definitely step straight across into plumbing then. Once I finish the course, I may decide to go across anyway.
For the people that are listening and have an idea and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade, have you got any tips or advice for them about what to do, what you'd say to them?
Obviously, you've got to have a big interest in actually doing one of the trades, first of all. I'd say that if you want to do it, don't let the chance get away from you. You know, it's a really good industry to be in. It's very fulfilling once you've completed a job. I mean, even down here now, just fitting a bathroom, it's something that no one's going to use and all that. But it's really fulfilling when you've done a nice job at the end of the day. And I can imagine it's even better if you're in someone's house and they're really pleased with the work that you've done.
Definitely. That's great, Gary. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.